Sunny Liu, narrator.
This is from Everything is Perfect When You're a Liar by Kelly Oxford.
Damon!
I shouted, my smaller-than-average 6-year-old hands cupped around my mouth. Damon's mom opened the gate.
Honey, come in. Damon is just in the house. You want some cookies? You want to watch Dukes of Hazzard?
I just want to know if Damon would come over and audition for my play. It's called Star Wars.
Honey, she said, smiling the smile of the kindly patronizer, you didn't write Star Wars, did you?
I've adapted it for the stage. It's my best play ever, and I think Damon's a natural Darth Vader.
The front door opened, and there was Damon.
I don't hang out with girls anymore. Girls suck.
Damon's mom snapped at him.
You keep saying things like that, and one day you'll wake up and you will be a girl, Damon. You will wake up with a vagina.
Damon, you could be an awesome Darth Vader,
I said, climbing on the banana seat of my bike. I rode off, thinking about the morning of the play's opening.
We'd have a penny carnival, maybe some sexy can-can girls. Around midday, the kids would perform Star Wars. I'd rake in the cash.
For the moment, though, I had a problem. No cast. This is from A Body to Die For by Kate White. When I think back on everything terrible that happened that autumn, the murders, the grim discovery I made, the danger I found myself in, I realize I probably could have avoided all of it if my love life hadn't been so sucky. So, when I was invited to spend an early fall weekend free of charge at the Cedar Inn and Spa in Warren, Massachusetts, I grabbed the chance. Trust me, I wasn't expecting to meet anyone there, except maybe a few rich women in pastel sweatsuits and fanny packs who thought having their bodies slathered in shea butter would miraculously vaporize their cellulite. I should also admit that I've generally found spa stuff pretty goofy. I once had a complimentary prune and pumpkin facial, and when it was over, I kept thinking that I should be stationed on a sideboard between a roast turkey and cornbread stuffing. Soon after I arrived at the inn, as my luck would have it, all hell broke loose. This is from Victory by Yuhua. After 26 days of this, Li Hanling finally couldn't take it anymore. Now at last he was speaking assertively. He stood gesticulating before Lin Hong, the image of self-assurance. I have already punished myself, he said, and still you won't forgive me. The only thing to do is, he paused for a moment, the only thing to do is get divorced.
Forget about divorcing me. You want to run off to your Ching Ching, but I won't have it. I am going to pin you down till you're old, pin you down till you're dead.
When a smile appeared on Li Hanlin's face, she suddenly understood. He wasn't at all opposed to being pinned down. He wouldn't raise the slightest objection. She raised her hand and wiped her tears away.
All right, forget it, she said. Better to get divorced.
At this, his smile vanished.